Hello, my name is Malcolm, and thank you for joining me on episode 9 of season 2 of Just Trying to Live a Positive Life. And today's episode is I Can't Be Bothered, I'll Do It Tomorrow. Good old procrastination. Yeah, that's a very long-winded title, but that is the title. So let's do that again, shall we? I can't be bothered. I'll do it tomorrow. Good old procrastination. And rightly so, as always, I'm going to explain why I came up with that title, that over-the-top title, when I could have just called it procrastination. But that wouldn't be fun, would it? So here we go. I'm one of these people that likes to get things done where I can. I mean, when I can, as soon as possible. And that has a lot of pluses, but it also does have some negatives. For example, a negative can be when I was trying to sort out my podcast and I was trying to upload it onto a new site. I was up till just gone 1 o'clock yesterday morning, or this morning, shall I say, and someone with only a fraction of more tech savvy skills, or whatever you want to call it, would have done that, with a click of a button. But not me. I do it the long way, the hard way, the stubborn way, and I will try, and then I'll start looking for advice online and whatnot. And I think I've got that habit from my dad, but I think it's a plus because it's made me very determined to do things. Sometimes too proud and too determined, but I thank that from my dad. So cheers, Dad. Back to the episode before I digress any further. Procrastination. So today, I am patiently waiting to pick up my boys from school. I arrive early, I usually do. I take something to read with me, like my Kindle, or I'll take something to work on, or even listen to an Audible in the car. Here goes an aeroplane, if you can hear that. Good old aeroplane, perfect timing. So I am filling in a form because I had been kind of a bit of a naughty boy. I was caught speeding, and it wasn't, all speeding's reckless, but it wasn't from a reckless perspective. You know, I'm not one of these need for speed drivers that'll be weaving in and out of drivers and drifting and all that. No, it's when I was on dual carriageway, is it? Where I was over the speed limit, but I was, there was no cars anywhere near me, and it was just me trying to get to work quicker than I was meant to, lesson learned, and I'll hold my hands up, and at the end of the day, the speeding limits for a reason, isn't there? So I accept that it is what it is, but so I'm filling in my speeding document that needs to be sent back, and I get it all done, and then I head over to the post box inside Asda. But just as I got there, the postman was emptying the box, the bag, or the, I'm tired, it's quite late in the evening here, excuse me. So the postman's emptying all the mail out of the box, and I'm patiently standing there waiting for him because I don't assume I could just dump my letter in the bag. I'm patiently waiting for him. He turns, looks at me, and, in a very nice manner, opens the mail bag up for me to put my letter in. I say, thank you, sir, because I appreciated that. I was happy to wait for him to finish doing what he was doing. And then I headed back to my car. Now, the reason the procrastination thought come into my head from there, because as I'm walking back, you know, I get these insights just as these moments happen a lot of the time, and it made me think that letter getting there tomorrow is that much more likely now. And then I, you know, looked at the next steps along the way. If I had left it till tomorrow, I could have forgot. There could have been something more important to do. You know, then I'm back at work. And then something else could happen. And the next thing you know, I haven't got the letter back in time. There could be a post-strike. You know, there's post-strikes quite regularly. And, you know, as much as, you know, many people say, oh, you're overthinking it or whatnot, I'm not overthinking it. I'm just looking at different elements that could affect that letter getting to where it needs to get. But the big reason for me not doing all I could have done would be down to procrastination, where I'm waiting for tomorrow, I'm waiting for this evening, I'm waiting for the morning, you know, and it doesn't get done. But if I get it done, or if we get something done as soon as we can at the earliest moment, we give ourselves the best chance of, you know, getting the result we want, you know, getting the desired result. You know, that letter will get there. That's something off my chest. It's just, you know, I've done all I can do. So, you know, I think it's important because it's a habit to get things done. You know, it's a habit to get things done because it's also a habit to procrastinate, isn't it? And you're one or the other. You can't really be in the middle. You know, and I'm very happy I'm one of the people that like to get things done. If I can get something done late at night, I'll get it done. If I can get it done early in the morning. And there's always, you know, a result, or there's always a, you know, there's a, what's the word I want? What do I want? There's always going to be a desired or undesired outcome for procrastinating or for being proactive. I mean, if I shoot to another example, it was going to a doctor's, and I can't even remember what it was for. It was for my back last year, and I got there early. Again, I get to most places early, and the doctor actually said, you know, I've called you through early because the patient who was meant to be here hasn't arrived. You know, I gave him a bit more time than he was meant to have to get here. He hasn't arrived, so you can come through now. Perfect. You know, that's allowed me to get on with my day quicker than was planned because I made the effort to get somewhere earlier. And you might say, is that quite procrastinating? No. And I say, well, it could be in a way, because if you're maybe at home and you've decided to watch 10 more minutes of TV, or stay in bed for 10 more minutes, or suddenly decided to do some washing up because you couldn't be bothered to go to a doctor's, or you don't like the doctors, you know, so I think I can get away with saying it's procrastination, possibly. There could have been a very genuine reason why the patient didn't get to a doctor's. So I'm not attacking that or pointing fingers as such, but, you know, I'm just saying the fact that I made myself, you know, I put myself in a position to be available, I was able to get on with my day quicker. You know, and I think it's, again, I think it's so important that we do these little things that can speed up our progress, you know, speed up whatever movement, whatever we've got lined up, because, you know, it builds a habit, it allows us to get on with the day, and it gets rid of procrastination, which is a hard thing, because we all suffer with it somewhere along the way, and if we can get into the habit of taking it on and beating it, then I think life can be more productive. It's not going to be easy, because if our energy levels are high or low, it's going to play a big part in how much we are prepared to take on procrastination, right? So anyway, that was a bit of a tired rant. I thought I'd give it a go doing a podcast at this time. And I am, 10 past 10 UK time in the evening. It's been a good day. I thought I'd give you a podcast in the moment again. And yeah. So I do apologise. That was a bit of a ranty, not a rant, that was a bit of a waffling podcast. It was a bit all over the place, but the point for me is very clear, and I'm sure you get the point from it. So, like I always say, we're only human. I'm only human. And if you're happy with the podcast, give me a thumbs up. You know, let me know if you're completely unhappy with it. Let me know over this episode. At the end of the day, I'm doing my best. I'm trying my hardest because, like I always say, we are only human. I am only human. And we are just trying to live a positive life. So please join me next week, Wednesday, 3 a.m. UK time, for the next episode of Just Trying to Live a Positive Life, Season 2.